The 2025 Boston Pizza Cup held its opening ceremonies on Wednesday, February 5. Despite the first draw of the tournament taking place earlier in the day, the ceremony marked the official start to the men's provincial play downs. Representatives of Hockey Alberta, Boston Pizza, the Erskine Curlini Club, and both the town and county of Stettler were piped in for a short procession from one end of the rink to the other. After the procession arrived near the sponsors' area, and the national anthem was performed, the 12 teams were brought in, and the players were introduced. Stettler Mayor Sean Knowles and County Reeve Larry Clark welcomed guests, players and officials to the district. They extended congratulations to the Erskine Curling Club and the volunteers for making the event come to fruition, particularly with such short notice. Event co-chairs Miles Armstrong and Tracy Volker addressed the crowd. Armstrong said that when the Erskine Club was contacted about taking over hosting duties once the previous host had dropped out, he explained he knew that it could be done. According to Armstrong, "I knew we had the volunteers and the spirit to get it done." Armstrong and Volker thanked the volunteers for their tireless efforts to bring the event together within such a short window. They also extended their appreciation to the event sponsors who stepped forward to help make it possible. Boston Pizza representative Sheldon Hay echoed many of the sentiments shared. He also remarked on how proud Boston Pizza has been to be involved in the event over the years. Executive Director of Curling Alberta Jill Groves spoke of the countless hours of practice and the many games the players have done to improve their skills that have brought them to this level. She also noted that out of Erskine's population of approximately 300, the curling club has a roster of 128 members. The final part of the ceremony took place with the honorary throwing of the first rock. This was performed by an honorary foursome of both past and present Erskine Curling Club presidents. The first rock was thrown and landed on the button, completely legitimately. The procession was then piped off the ice and teams were given a chance to practice before the second draw of the evening began.